Welcome to H10 Hanshin Tigers English News. I am your host, T-Ray, and with me today, what's your name?
Joshi.
Oh, how old are you, Joshi?
2 years
old?
2.
Oh, do you like Hanshin Tigers?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you have a favorite player?
Yeah.
Who do you like?
Takayama.
You like Takayama?
Yeah.
Do you know what number Takayama is?
9.
Oh, very good, very good. What other players do you like, Joshi?
This is Kanemoto.
Oh, you like Kanemoto, the new manager? Do you want to see a picture of Kanemoto?
Yeah, and Takayama.
Oh, a picture of Kanemoto and Takayama together?
Yeah.
Oh. What number is Kanemoto?
6 and 9?
Yeah, 9 is Takayama, right? Yeah, okay.
And Takayama is 2.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite pitcher, Joshi?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite pitcher?
Shintaro.
Shintaro? What number is Shintaro?
9-1.
Pretty close. 1-9-19, right? Yeah. Okay. Who else do you like, Joshi? I'm sure you like other players too, right?
Ando.
Ando? Yeah. Why do you like Ando?
Yeah.
Why do you like him?
Yeah.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Joshi, have you ever gone to Koshien?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Do you want to go again?
No.
You don't want to go?
No.
No? Hey, who's this?
Randy.
Oh. You like Randy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Good.
He's good?
He's good.
Great. Okay, well, thank you very much, Joshi, for joining us on the show. And maybe we'll have you on the show throughout the year and we can have some good talks together about the Hanshin Tigers. Do you want to sing a little bit of Roko Oroshi together?
No.
No? Well, then I'm going to have to send you off to your room for a little bit. Okay, everybody, on today's show, I've got a special guest and we are going to talk about another Central League team together. So stick around. We'll be with you in just a little bit. All right, everybody, on today's show, we have got a special guest. I tracked down a Chunichi Dragons fan, not named John Gibson. So it's really exciting. Actually, I was just kind of looking through NPB blogs in English, and I found one called Moeo Dragons. And so I talked to the guy, one of the guys that runs it, and he said he'd be cool to be on the show. So welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It's good to get in contact with you, and it's always fun to talk to people that aren't necessarily Hanshin Tigers fans, because I hate being stuck in the Tigers bubble, even though I do like the Tigers. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, or where are you at right now, and how did you get all connected with Japan? Like, why? Yeah, because obviously you're not Japanese, I don't think.
Yeah, that's correct. I am from Seattle, and I live in Seattle currently. I met my current wife. She was studying in the U.S. She's from Japan. She's from Toyohashi, which is kind of on the coast in Aichi. And her family is all Dragons fans. And I kind of picked it up and got in good with the in-laws that way a little bit. And I'm just generally a baseball fan anyway, so it was interesting to me, and kind of became a part of what I followed as far as baseball.
That's cool. So how long have you been a Dragons fan then?
The first time I saw a game was some videos that they sent me from the 2006 Japan series.
Okay.
Fighters versus Dragons. So that was pretty exciting. And I had the full series and kind of just dug in and got hooked.
It's a good way to get hooked on a team, though, for sure, when they're playing in the championship series like that. So obviously you've seen some of the good times of the Dragons, and now you're currently, it seems, going through a bit of the bad times of the Dragons. But yeah, I guess that's the way things go, right?
Yeah, there's definitely ups and downs. And being from Seattle, it was nice to catch on with a winner for a change, because with the Mariners and Seahawks at that time. The Seahawks are doing all right now, but yeah, we're used to the tough times. But
well, you had that one year Ichiro's rookie season where didn't they break the record for wins in a season, and then they got beaten by the Yankees in the playoffs or something, right?
They did. Yeah, they still hold that record, and they still kind of harken back on that to try and get people fired up. But it's been a long time, and there hasn't been a whole lot of good moments since then.
For sure. Do you think the Mariners? I know last year in Sports Illustrated they were picked to win the West, the AL West. Do you think they have any chance this year, or do you think they're going to make the playoffs, or are you still following them?
Yeah, definitely still follow them pretty intensely. They really fell flat last year in kind of the last chance for the GM, and that was supposed to be the time for him to put it together, and it didn't come through, so they let him go. They're on to a new GM that's kept the main players, but brought in a lot of new faces, so it's really hard to say. I think most people think they'll be about 500, but they could pop and do a little better. We'll see. They do have some pretty marquee players.
It's one of the things I hate to say, but like people seem to get their hopes up about the Mariners quite a bit, and they never seem to meet people's expectations or hopes, but you never know. This might be the year. Anyways, let's move on to what we're actually here to talk about, and that is the Chunichi Dragons. Now, you've got a blog where you're kind of covering the team. How long have you been doing that for?
I think I got started like 2011. I was over there on vacation, and my wife had kind of suggested it to me for a while, and I decided to start it up. Yakubaka is kind of the go-to for me as not a Japanese speaker for info. So I kind of my goal for my blog was just to put things up that wouldn't be on Yakubaka, kind of more opinion and more Chunichi specific things that maybe fun things that aren't just information, like stats and in-game report kind of things. I haven't been able to do much work on it over the last couple of years, but I try to keep it going a little bit just to not let it die for the most part.
Right. Well, yeah, just looking at kind of some of your recent stuff. I mean, you've got highlights, you've got talk about baseball cards, you've got Uniqlo stuff coming to Seattle, different stuff like that. So it's kind of cool that you're not just, you know, sticking to strictly to the news. And like you said, you're not stepping on Yakubaka's toes either. I mean, you're not really doing what he's doing, but maybe you're using some of his information or some of his tidbits as starting points. So that's really cool. So just for those of you out there that are interested in learning more about the Dragons or following them along with this blog, the address is moeodragons.blogspot.com. If you're in Japan, it would be .jp. I think Blogspot tends to change that final tag depending on what country you're in. But anyways, Moeo is M-O-E-Y-O and then Dragons. .blogspot.com. No spaces in there, no underscores. So check it out if you get a chance. Now, what happened with the Dragons in 2015 is they ended up finishing in fifth place, just a little bit ahead of the DeNA BayStars, I believe. And I think a lot of people picked the Dragons to finish last season, at least listening to Japan Baseball Weekly's podcast and reading other people's stuff. What did you think about the 2015 season?
Yeah, honestly, at the beginning of the season, I thought they might do a little better, maybe certainly not too high, but maybe third or fourth, compete for a playoff spot, especially with how mediocre the whole Central League was. Nobody was really all that good. And Chunichi started out fairly well. They for the first month, maybe month and a half, and then they really hit the skids and really were not even in contention in a pretty mediocre race. And barely finished fifth just because DeNA really fell off a cliff at the end of the season.
Yeah, in fact, I think the Dragons spent much of the season in sixth place and then maybe snuck in towards the end, maybe in the last month or so. But as mediocre as the whole league was, it really was kind of a four-team, really even a three-team race. No, I guess four, up until early September when it started to break up a little bit more. But What do you think was the reason? Like you said, you were hoping they'd finish third or fourth, or kind of expecting that. What was the reason that you think that they had such a poor season?
Well, they've never had a ton of hitting. They've relied a lot on pitching and defense, and the defense has kind of declined over the last few years, I think, as some of the players have gotten older. And the pitching was not as deep, but in particular, the bullpen just cost them a ton of games where they were in position to win. And then they kind of fell out of the race there kind of just before midseason. And, you know, once you're in the tank, you kind of start experimenting and not really playing to win so much when things are kind of out of reach. And they got to that point and they did those type of things, I think, later in the season. But
now you were talking about age, and a lot of the players, or I don't know if a lot is the right word, but there was a significant number of players that retired in the offseason, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a pretty huge turnover over the last few years, and especially this previous offseason. They've pretty much gone to a young core right now, and they're going to see how that looks like for this season. And it's hard to say how that'll go.
So with all these guys kind of dropping off, retiring and so on, and then I think you guys lost, or Hector Luna left and is now with the Carp. What kind of acquisitions were made in the offseason to bolster the roster, or were any acquisitions made? Are you just kind of going fully young, or did you pick up any free agents or any imports?
Well, as far as the imports, the way Chunichi usually functions is they go down to the Dominican and see who's hanging around. They don't really go after major free agents. They did this year pick up a former major leaguer, Dayon Viciedo, former White Sox. They gave him a pretty decent contract, which is kind of out of the ordinary for Chunichi. They normally don't, and they often let players walk. Tyrone Woods, Tony Blanco, to be an example, and Luna is kind of the same way. They did give him a pretty good 2-year contract. I can't remember if they let him go with a year on there, maybe an option this year, but yeah, they weren't interested in signing him, even though he has been productive for all of the years he was with them. He has maybe tailed off slightly, but they just don't tend to pay foreign players, and they just assume they can go out and replace them need be. And so they've got Viciedo, they've given him a pretty good contract, and we'll see how he does with that. I have some concerns. He definitely looks the part of the slugger. I don't know how well he'll handle Japanese pitching. It's kind of the soft stuff that was his downfall, it looks like, in the majors, and he's going to be seeing a lot of that in Japan.
Yeah, for sure. Have you seen him in spring training at all, or heard any reports out of spring training or exhibition games or anything like that?
Yeah, I have seen a couple. They show a lot of the Okinawa stuff on that Dragons U stream. I watched a couple of the practice games they did. I don't know exactly what his stats are now, but he definitely hit with some power in those games. So yeah, he might just break out, but it's hard to say.
So you've got then you got Viciedo, and then Hernandez is still around, is that right?
They've got him. I don't know how much they'll use him. They have, it looks like they've got a pretty some promising young infielders that they may just go with. Takahashi at third, Endo at shortstop, and Kamizawa, I think, was the second baseman they picked up last year, and he kind of worked his way into the rotation. He's been playing quite a bit in these practice games. That could be what they're going to go with and see how that goes, and then use Hernandez as necessary if they need some experience out there.
Gotcha. And then for the starting rotation, they've got, do they still have Naylor? He was with you guys last year, right?
Yeah, they've still got him. I don't know who they're going to choose, if he'll be in the rotation to start with. He's not necessarily a really high-end performer, but we'll see. They've got such a young rotation. I don't know who's going to hit and who's not. They did pick up a couple of bullpen guys, Norberto and Jaime, both Dominicans, I think. That should help
Latin
out.
Anyways.
That should help them out. I mean, the bullpen was a major problem last year, and definitely throwing bodies at it doesn't hurt.
Right. Yeah, I know. I think that the Dragons and Tigers alone went in their head-to-head games. I think 6 out of the 25 ended up being walk-off wins. I think 4 for the Tigers and 2 for the Dragons. But I just remember watching a lot of those games on TV, and they were really exciting. And unfortunately, your bullpen fell apart more than ours did. And it was just kind of a battle, because the Tigers' bullpen last season was not its strength either. And so really it was just kind of like, who's going to fall apart first? And fortunately for us, it was you guys more often than not. But I guess that's somewhere or a place where you guys have got some issues to work on. Now, who was the closer last season, and is he still going to be closer this year?
Oh, they went through a number of them. They started out with Fukutani, which is a first-round draft pick several years ago, and he couldn't get it done. Tajima got some kind of mid-season. I think there may have been a couple other guys. I know Asao finally got his chance to close late in the season, and I've kind of been thinking he should have been the guy for a while, but he's had some injury problems, and even in that role, he kind of struggled with it late in the season. So they really don't have – they have some guys that physically could be good at it, but they haven't shown it yet.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Now, as far as the field goes, how many of the positions would you say are kind of set, where you've got your guys, like, you know, this is our everyday center fielder, for example, or third baseman or whatever, like – what's that looking like?
I feel like they kind of have a plan for what they want to do. They're going to, just from all the practice games that I've seen, they tend to have the same guys out there for the most part. And there's really a lack of depth there. I don't know who else they would go with other than these young guys. They may have to go different directions as they start the season and see things aren't working. I don't know if they'll just stick with it, let these guys get experience this year. And it's a rebuild for sure. And they've got some talent, but if they pop, it could be good. But if they don't, it's could be ugly. And I don't know if they want to replace them or if they just want to stick with it and see how they learn from it. I think the outfield's definitely set in right field with Hirata. They've kind of given him the reins. He's the captain now. He's kind of entering his prime, but he's still a young player. But he's definitely their star at this point with what they've got left. Oshima's kind of a veteran in center. He looked like he had a couple all-star seasons, but he's kind of faltered of late, but he's still the best they got out there. Left field could be a little bit up for grabs. I think they're going to just let Takahashi Shuhei just run with third base. He's their best prospect. He looks like a player. He's still young. He's still early 20s, but he's been around. He's had some experience at Ichigun and he should be a star sooner rather than later, but I don't know if it'll be this year. And Endo at shortstop is a guy they picked up in the draft last year as a from an industrial league team, and they seem to like him a lot. They've been hitting him third in these preseason games. I think they're going to let him see what he can do. He performed pretty well last year, and I think they want to see what he can do. And then probably, I don't know how much they're going to play Araki anymore at second. Kamizawa may be the guy. And first base, probably Viciedo. I mean, he's an outfielder by trade, but that seems to be where they're playing him. He's not a very good outfielder, even though that's where he's played in the past. But I think they're probably looking at him as a first base. I mean, catching has been a sore spot. It's kind of – it was as Tanishige became the player manager, he was kind of supposed to step out of that role last year, but they really had nobody that could play at a Ichigun level, so he ended up playing more than he should have the last couple years, but there's just really no other options. But anyways, that's what it's looking like. It's a really young lineup.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at the roster, and I see that most of these guys were born in the late 80s or even in the 90s. And so, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really, really young squad this year. And like you said, it's one of those things where the team has to kind of make the decision of whether they want to stick with the youngsters through the mistakes and through all the growing pains, or if they want to try and replace them with, you know, pardon the phrasing, but maybe more competent players when they falter. So, that having been said, then, who do you see as like the breakout candidates? Is there any one or two players that you have your eye on as like, you know, these guys could be, you know, top notch players, or they could end up being, for example, on the Samurai Japan team in a few years or anything like that?
Yeah, Takahashi for sure. I mean, he was the first round pick that everybody wanted, and normally the Dragons don't necessarily jump into those competitions where you end up kind of fighting with other teams and losing out on other players potentially if you don't get your guy. But fortunately enough, they were able to get him in this case, and they're just kind of been waiting for him to develop. But you know, he's got, when he hits the ball, he hits it hard. He just needs to get some more experience. I think he could be a real good player at some point. With their pitching, their young pitching, it's really hard to say. They've had guys step up and have good years. Hamada a couple of years ago, Wakamatsu last year, but then they just, the next year, they can't figure it back out. And I don't know if there just hasn't been much consistency from year to year. And I don't really necessarily see any of those guys. I mean, Ono, he's probably already risen and up to, people know who he is. He's kind of been the ace, with Yoshimi being gone the last couple of years, but, yeah. Endo, I don't know too much about him. They really seem to like him a lot. He's got a good, body type. He's got a good size and good range at shortstop. He hits the ball real hard with authority, but it's hard to say in half a season whether he's going to be a star or not. But right, yeah, other like than those two guys, I don't really see a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's a good place to start anyways, just having a couple of solid infielders that can hopefully carry the team into the future, or even do their best to keep the team respectable this year. So what do you think, what's your outlook on 2016 for the Dragons? Like, are you anticipating kind of a lower finish, or do you think they might be able to fight for a playoff spot, or what do you think?
I think best case scenario, maybe they could finish third. Most likely it will be probably second division. Probably, I don't know, fifth or sixth. It's really hard to say with so much inexperience. But I don't know. I remain hopeful. It's still It's still March, and I'm not giving up hope.
Yeah, well, if you've given up hope already, I guess that's a really
that's
bad
a
sign
sad
for your
state,
team.
you know?
Yeah, for sure. But you know, I see the Dragons finishing in the lower half as well. Not because there's so many great teams out there, but I think when I look at if everything could go right for any given team, what's the best they could finish? And I know I'll probably eat my words, or this may end up being what ends up helping the Dragons, you know, win it all. But they're the one team that I see not even being able to finish first, even if everything goes right for them. So that's kind of why I place them in the bottom half. I think most of the other teams have enough solid players to be able to win it all if everything lines up just right. But my take on things. What do you think about the entire CL, and specifically, I don't know how much you follow the Hanshin Tigers or how much you know about them, but what do you think is going to happen in 2016 with the rest of the Central?
Well, just to follow up on your thoughts there, I do think if Yoshimi could ever get healthy again, it would mm-hmm. really raise their team quite a lot to have him back as a number one and Ono as a two. I mean, that's about as good as a 1-2 punch as in the Central League. But if they could solve that closer spot, I mean, they could at least compete. First place is probably out of reach, but it's hard to say in this Central Division just because of how mediocre and what issues everyone has. I mean, the Giants, their front office is a mess. They've still got some great players, but they're getting old. I mean, I tend to just kind of pencil them in as a number one almost every year. But this year, I don't know. There's a lot of question marks there. But I don't know who else I would put there. I mean, Yakult had a great year last year, but they're pretty young. I don't know if I really trust them entirely. The Carp lost their best player in the off season, and they seemed like a team poised to make the playoffs last year, but they couldn't put it all together. They've got some guys. They begged Kuroda to come back apparently, but he's probably on fumes. I mean, I've seen here with a couple players for the Mariners where guys come back for their what they think is going to be their last go around, and they can, I don't know, the adrenaline or whatever, they can put it together, and then they decide to do one more year after that, and they fall apart. So he may be a different mm-hmm. story, but I don't know if you can really rest
count
too
on
much.
Him.
Yeah, count on him mm-hmm. in that way to kind of lead your team. But and the Bay Stars, I mean, they seem to keep getting better, but I don't know. Do they have enough pitching ever to really make a run at anything? Mm-hmm. So it's really a free for all. I mean, that's my biggest hope is that everybody else sucks and maybe we can hang around.
Well, the one team you haven't touched is our Hanshin Tigers. Do you have any honest take on that? I mean, you know, be as brutal as you want, man. I don't mind.
Well, I mean, I do like their starting pitchers, at least the top end of the rotation. Fujinami uh-huh. is pretty incredible. They've lost some guys. Kind of big names. And that's out of kind of a weak bullpen. They're losing him. they get Fujikawa back, which should help. But I think I heard they're going to use him as a starter.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is, they've got some others, but I think that they lost Standridge.
There's a couple seasons.
Yeah.
Actually SoftBank lost him this offseason.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I don't know. I remember last year kind of looking at the standings and stuff, and they were last in a lot of categories. pitching and hitting, yet they were still leading the league at that time. So that's usually not too sustainable. But I do think they have as good a chance as anybody in the league. They've got some good players. It's just whether the chemistry comes together for them. I don't know.
Yeah, I think new management is going to make a difference in the Tigers' case with Kanemoto coming in as opposed to Wada, who he had for the last four seasons. So you don't really have like a clear take on where the Tigers might finish. Like, you think is it kind of like, it sounds like you're saying that almost any team could win it, or almost any team could finish last in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably Giants, Tigers, and Swallows have the inside track for those playoff positions. That's how it finished last year. It's hard to say with the Carp. I kind of think they're on that same level too. I think, the Dragons and the Bay Stars, as usual, are a little too incomplete, but just with the way it is, that they could find themselves in third place for sure. It's unpredictable. I mean, the Yakult went from last to first. So it's kind of hard to say that they just absolutely turned their franchise around in 1 year. They could easily fall back quite a bit.
Right.
But yeah, there's no strong favorite like in the Pacific, where SoftBank's just got all the guys. Even the teams with the talent, like the Giants, have some serious issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Well, I think it's going to be a fun year anyways to watch the Central, whether they're mediocre or whether, you know, there are a couple of teams stand out. I just think that there's just, for better or for worse, there's more parity in the Central, I think, than there is in the Pacific. So it'll be fun anyways. But let's see what happens with the Tigers and the Dragons as well. I mean, I hope that you guys have a good season and everything. But it's really up in the air right now, especially with it still being March and the season not having started. By the way, the first series of the season is going to be Dragons versus Tigers at Kyocera Dome in Osaka. Do you have any predictions just for that three-game series? Do you think it's going to end the way it did last year with the Tigers sweeping it, or do you think that the Dragons will be able to pull out a win or two?
Yeah, I think I remember that series. I think there was some of the walk-offs you were talking about there. I could probably see that the Dragons win in one of those three. Not sure who's going to be our opening day starter, but anytime that Ono's going, you got a good chance. I'm not sure. I know they're still trying to get Yoshimi going. They're going to have him pitch in just the dome stadiums, I think, in the preseason. But he pitched well early in the season. But yeah, it's kind of a question mark. But I wouldn't think of a sweep. It's hard to sweep in baseball, but.
Yep.
I think we got a chance to get one at least.
Well, for your sake, I hope so. But then for mine, of course, I'm looking for the sweep again.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for us to move on and get ourselves ready for the season. So thanks for joining us on today's show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a blast.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, if we get a chance maybe later in the season, maybe at the All-Star break, or who knows? I mean, if we end up facing each other in the playoffs, we can maybe do like a playoff preview together or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Definitely let me know.
All right, will do. Once again, everybody, if you want to kind of get caught up a little bit more with the Chunichi Dragons, the website will be in the show notes as well, but it's moeodragons.blogspot.com. So feel free to check it out. Thanks again for being on our show, and we'll catch you during the season.
All right. Thanks. Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. See ya. All right. Once again, I'd like to thank my special guest for this week, and all the best to the Dragons this season. Although I don't know if their best is going to be enough. And honestly, if you check my website real soon, I'm going to have a prediction post up, and you can check to see how I feel the Dragons are really going to finish. As we move on, I would like to talk a little bit about what's been rocking the Hanshin Tigers and the entire NPB world lately, and that is gambling. As some of you know, last season, at the end of the season, three of the Yomiuri Giants were found to have been gambling on baseball, and they received an indefinite suspension from the team. And actually, this spring, one more player came out with a confession that he was also gambling on baseball. It seems like he denied it. But then when his back was up against the wall and he talked to some of his friends and his parents, he decided it was best if he just come clean and admit that he was gambling as well. I think his name is Ryosuke Takagi, and he has been suspended by the team for just one season. Just for the record, none of these four players were really major cogs in the Giants system, or at least they were not set to be major pieces of the puzzle. But just the same, actually from within that confession by Takagi, I believe also it was divulged that some of the Giants players were not really betting on games, but they were kind of, they were pooling money in a sense. What would happen is that before the game, they would have their team huddle, and one of the players would lead the team huddle and kind of give a pep speech or whatever, a pep talk. And if the team won that day, every player in the huddle would have to pay him 5,000 yen. However, if they lost that day, he would have to give out 1,000 yen to every player that was in the huddle. So it's not really gambling on the game, because obviously, I mean, the team wants to win, and they want, you know, they kind of wanted to motivate each other, I guess. Well, anyways, from that, it was also found out that the Tigers were doing the very same thing. But then as the days went by, it was discovered that five more teams, so seven out of the 12 teams, were basically practicing that same thing. It's not gambling, but at the same time, it's a pretty stupid thing to do. And it kind of shows that these guys just have a little bit too much money on their hands, and they don't really understand the seriousness of what they've done. So that's kind of a shame. That kind of blew over a little bit, and I think most of the teams, or maybe all of those teams, the chairperson or the president of the team basically said to them, listen, this practice has got to stop. You got to quit doing that. Now, another piece of news that came out actually just a couple of days ago was that Hanshin Tigers players were also kind of, but not really, gambling on the high school Koshien baseball tournament, the All Japan High School tournament that takes place at Koshien Stadium. What they were doing was, I believe if I understood the article correctly, they were pulling names from a hat, like school team names, and that would be their team. And then if their team ended up winning the championship, then every player that pulled a name from the hat would pay 10,000 yen to that guy for winning. So essentially, they were not actually choosing a winner and gambling, but they were...
I don't know this one.
What am I trying to say? They weren't actually using their knowledge or using their inside anything to pick a winner. It was very random, so it was just kind of a luck of the draw type of thing. So if they won, it was like, jackpot, I win 250,000 yen or whatever. It's still kind of shady and it's unacceptable. And that also has kind of blown over a little bit, but also it was discovered that two other teams were doing the exact same thing. And I don't know if the investigation on that is over, but three out of the 12 teams' players were doing the same thing. So a little bit of the dark side of baseball there for you, just so that you're in the know about what's going on. I don't think it's going to affect this season as far as whether it's going to be played or not, or how it's going to be played or anything like that. But certainly, I think baseball and the league commissioner is going to keep a closer eye on what's going on in the dugouts, in the locker rooms, etc. Because really, the players have to keep themselves clean from stuff like that, because one thing could lead to another, and it could lead to gambling or whatever, which clearly is unacceptable. All right, let's move on just a little bit. I do want to talk about some of what happened during the preseason. There was some really good stuff that we can take out of the preseason. For one, the Tigers actually finished at the top of league standings in preseason with 7 wins, 3 losses, and 5 ties. Now, I know it's just preseason, it's exhibition games, but the past three preseason champions or teams with the best record have gone on to win the pennant in their league. Now, will the Tigers make that a 4-season in a row streak, or will it end? That's hard to say. But the Tigers won the preseason title, so to speak, 5 years ago, and they did not win the league title that year. They didn't win the pennant. So it's not a guarantee, but I think it has been said that every team that has won the exhibition season has made the playoffs. So that bodes well for the Tigers. Now, as for the players that kind of stood out, in my mind, I'm looking at the outfield and I'm looking at Shintaro Yokota, who played a lot in center field, and he actually finished third in batting in the Central. In preseason play in NPB, he was number three. I think he batted 389 or something like that. Shun Takayama also hit safely in, if not every game, then every game but one. And both of those guys, aged 20 and 22 respectfully, are going to be in the starting lineup on opening day. So good for them. Other guys that stood out, Hojo, his bat really came through during the spring, and he's making his first debut on the top squad on opening day in his career. I think this is his fourth or fifth season with the team. So good for him. He's not going to be in the starting lineup in all likelihood, but he is going to be with the squad. So congratulations, Hojo. And it just looks like some of the young Tigers are really coming out to play, and they're hungry. As I've mentioned in past episodes, Okazaki, the catcher, he's 32 years old, but this is the first season that he's going to be making his debut on the first squad as well. And it looks like he may even be the catcher on opening day, the starting catcher. The Tigers are actually going with just two catchers on opening day, Okazaki and Umeno. Umeno has shown himself to be pretty strong with the bats during the spring, and his call of the game, I guess, maybe has shown some improvement. I'm not really sure. But when you look at the other options, it just seems like maybe those are our top two heading into the season. So we'll see how the catchers do there. On the pitching end of things, our starters have looked really solid. Obviously, the big four, Fujinami, Messenger, Nomi, and Iwata, have looked pretty much the same as always, consistent, reliable. I would actually say that Randy Messenger has looked hungrier than ever, and Fujinami has looked shakier than he ever has. But it's just the preseason, and I hope that it's just preseason jitters. As for the other two starting slots, it looks like Kyuji Fujikawa will take the fifth slot, and possibly Yuta Iwasada for the number six slot. If not him, it might be Suguru Iwazaki if he comes back from injury in time. However, in the opening card against the Chunichi Dragons at Kyocera Dome, it will be Messenger in Game 1, Nomi in Game 2, and Fujikawa in Game 3. So look forward to that, everybody. On the relief side of things, we actually only have one young guy on the top squad. By young guy, I mean someone under the age of 25, and that would be Hiroaki Sayuchi. He's 22 years old, and he really showed himself to be a strong pitcher last season, and in the spring, he's improved on what he did last year, so it's looking good for him. I hope we can bring some of the other young guys up as the season goes on, and hopefully they can forge a spot for themselves on the roster. Our closer, Marcos Mateo, is looking really good. He has been extremely sharp, and his slider is something that has become really the talk of the team, the talk of the league. Who's going to hit his slider this season? How good is he going to be? I guess really, you know, it remains to be seen because we haven't played a single game of regular season ball yet, so that remains to be seen, but I've got great hopes for him. One other standout, let's bring Joshua back. Hey, Joshy, can you come here, please? Hey, Joshy, who's the captain of the Hanshin Tigers?
Tori-san.
Right, Tori-san, Toritani. And Toritani has really looked emotional out there. Have you liked what you've seen out of Toritani so far, Joshy?
Yeah,
me too, actually. I really think that he has kind of changed his game, and it looks like he is going to be a great leader for the team this year. Okay, Joshy, I have a question for you. Who should play second base this year? Should it be Yamato or Uemoto or Nishioka?
Nishioka?
Why do you think Nishioka should be second base?
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know? You just feel that way in your heart, like he's the guy for the job?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, actually. I agree with you on that one. Okay, one more question. Here's another very key position. Who should play catcher this year? Do you think it should be Okazaki or Umeno or Tsuruoka?
Tsuruoka.
You like Tsuruoka?
Yeah.
Why do you like Tsuruoka?
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know? Before we leave, just one other piece of concern. Josh, did you see any home runs from the Hanshin Tigers this exhibition season?
No.
No, actually, yeah, we didn't get to watch that last game, so we missed the one and only home run, but it was by Umeno. He hit the only home run of the exhibition season for the Tigers. So it's looking like they're lacking in the power department. And honestly, like when I look at Takayama and Yokota, I really didn't see them swinging for the fences during the preseason. I think, you know,
In
they
my
were swinging for
mind.
hits, and that's all fine and good. But I'd really like to see a lot more extra base hits, particularly home runs, out of the team moving forward. How about you, Joshy? Do you want to see more home runs?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, right? Yeah.
Don't miss.
All right. Well, let's end the show now. It's been nice having you all with us. We're going to end this one a little bit earlier than usual, but stay in touch with us as the season goes on. We hope to have another podcast coming at you on Monday after the opening weekend.
Good.
You can email us at the same old email address, podcast@thehunchingtigers.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can put some comments there. You can follow me on Twitter at The Hanshin Tiger. And Joshi, do you have a Twitter account?
No.
No, not yet. Daddy won't let you get one just yet, eh? Well, maybe, you know, as you start to follow the Tigers a little bit more, we might have to get you your own Twitter account because, man, you're coming along really well. And I think you're a bigger fan than some of the adult fans I know. So, yeah, thank you for joining us today, Joshi.
Hi, Dad.
What do you think? Are we doing a good job with the podcast so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. And I hope to have you on the show again. So thanks again. All right, everybody. We'll see you in a few days' time. This has been H10. This was episode 21. Take care.
I'm down, Hazing.